Here in the United States, car companies are racing to get self-driving cars on the highways. But what are the new rules of the road? As Chris Van Cleve reports, federal regulators are lagging behind.
Starting next year, a largely autonomous Audi hits the highways.
I can take over any time by just grabbing the wheel.
This fall, students at the University of Michigan will be hopping on this driverless bus across campus. Car makers are promising mass-market, fully self-driving vehicles by 2021, and tech companies like Uber and Google could deploy them much sooner. California is already readying its roads, replacing raised lane markers with 6-inch thick solid lines because they're easier for self-driving cars to see. But what's not ready are the rules. Scott Keogh from Audi.
So I think we need definitions. We need the government and the states to set laws that are all united and unified around this. And there needs to be a little bit less P.T. Barnumism when everyone's throwing around these terms.
Right now, only 23 states in the District of Columbia have laws on the books about self-driving cars.
As this technology gets out on the road, we want to make sure it is safe, that it truly is ready for prime time.
The concept behind this bill is to try and create some certainty, some clarity, so that people know what those rules are going to be.
That could happen in the coming days. Republican Senator John Thune and Democrat Gary Peters plan to present rare bipartisan legislation setting standards for safety, cybersecurity, and guidelines to determine accident liability if no one's driving.
Do you feel real deadline pressure then to get this done?
It's only a matter of time, and that horizon is coming very quickly at us, and I think we have to be prepared for that.
Hopefully we can all get around the fact that this is incredibly exciting technology that's going to save literally tens of thousands of lives.